Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
First step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table. Turn. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about, don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and look at us. We have rolled to another end of the week. We have made it to Friday, baby. Here we
are. Hey, look, I made it.
March 27th. And I hope y'all got y'all's fill of sex talk. Hot sex talk with Jeff Calkins. Hope you got your fill of it in this past hour. Because John and I won't be doing any hot sex talk. As you know, I used to be addicted to it as a child.
What?
I will not go back to that life.
What?
I will not go back to hot sex talk, listening to hot sex talk on the 900 numbers. You remember them days, John Martin?
No, I don't.
I came through that. I got delivered through that.
I ain't trying to have no hot sex talk. You were addicted to the phone sex.
Because I used to have a little problem with it, as you know. Mom would come on the phone. Who's on the, you know, you'd be on that phone, on that house phone. No cell phones back then. Mom, come on while you're talking to the girl down in the Bahamas.
Yes.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Because those days are over.
That thankfully, was probably a man.
Thankfully, we're through those days. Your boy's through those days. And we're going to get through these coronavirus days. We're getting through them, John Martin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm on my 5 hour, if you can't tell.
Oh, you took some 5 hour today for your week.
Ready to roll.
A little late week pick me up, huh? I didn't realize you took that down before the show.
Pumping through my veins.
I like it, man. What flavor did you go with today?
Tropical Burst.
Oh, Tropical Burst.
You should
Burst.
Try it. Yes, one of two great new flavors.
Okay. Jason Smith is on. Jason Smith on is on the 5 hour.
I might be crashing a little bit. We'll see.
Please don't.
I won't. Not through this. I mean, come on. We got to do a 3 hour show. I'm still gonna be riding high by the end of this thing.
We made history yesterday, Jason. We made absolute history in the United States of America. Number one. Number one.
For what?
More cases than anybody else.
I can't believe you did that. That is
more coronavirus cases than anybody else.
That is not something to celebrate.
America continues to lead the way. 86,105 cases as of right now. 223 of those right here in Shelby County. So just to give you guys an idea of exponential growth, last Friday, we had confirmed 42 cases in Shelby County, and that we have more than quadrupled that number, well over quadrupled that number. That number continues to go up, and I suspect it will continue to go up over the next couple of weeks as we get testing and, you know, our capabilities increase. That's part of it, right? You're going to see that. More testing is good, but the surge is coming. The surge is coming. So today that number is, and there's really no glory in that, 223 confirmed cases of coronavirus, COVID-19, right here in the Shelby County area. And listen, I saw a graph yesterday. You know, it's those urban areas, and I think this is what Dr. Deborah Birx mentioned yesterday during the White House briefing. And I may stop watching these because it's just, you know, it's not very helpful and it doesn't really change the way I do anything in my daily life anyway.
Saying a lot of the same stuff now, right?
Exactly.
Now, I'm not sure we need one daily at this point now.
Right.
Maybe we do.
We might just because of the information, right? Just
maybe the
case count.
It's changing.
You know?
Maybe.
But she mentioned that she's concerned about the urban areas like New Orleans, like Chicago, like Detroit.
Yeah, Louisiana looks like the next hotspot.
You know, and I wonder if Memphis will be among those places as well, you know?
Not hopefully if we continue to do what we're doing.
Well, but we were not doing it yesterday.
Did you see the pictures of folks going down, looking at Tom Lee Park yesterday, though? It was packed. It's absolutely packed. And not everyone doing their part. Look, I realized warm day yesterday, we want to get out. It was the first thing I did when I got home yesterday was get out, but not into a large group. And again, that goes against what they're telling us. It goes against all the science. If we're going to get to the other side of this, the quickest way there is to do our part. Do our social distancing, not be in large groups. There are plenty of them still in these parks.
That's right.
You said yesterday they shut down Hallie after
called in and
after Shabazz's plea.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, that's very, you know.
Well, if it's good, if we're not gonna, you know, not gonna follow these rules.
It's necessary, right? Like it's something that that we have to do. These hard decisions that we have to make. I mean, none of this is gonna be easy. I mean, that's if we have to say it every
it's
day.
It's already not, yes.
Yeah, and it's not going to be easier, you know? I mean, as the death counts rise and...
Imagine, all the people, 3.3 million jobs filed for unemployment.
Yeah, and we're not going to see, right? We're not going to see this flattening of the curve tomorrow. There's a lag. And I think that's another layer of this that makes it complicated is people are like, well, I've been staying in my house for 2 weeks, and I still don't see a difference. You know, it's because we're 2 weeks behind. You know, we're perpetually 2 weeks behind. So, you know, I think that's the other thing that, you know, you really have to keep in mind, you know, when you're thinking of, okay, do I go outside? Do I go to the park? You know, and again, we're not saying don't go outside because I did get some response from people, you know, who were listening to the show and thought we were discouraging going outside.
Nope. Just
not
said don't do it in groups. Very simple.
Exactly.
Just like the doctors are telling you. Please go outside. The doctors are telling you to get outside and exercise. Do it smart.
Yeah,
and we're using common sense at this point. Don't be in large groups doing it. I mean, playing basketball doing it because you can't stay 6 feet apart, period. Common sense at this point.
Yeah, so anyway, absolutely. That's the update today, and we'll keep you updated throughout the show if there's anything that we need to, you know, pass along. This is the show today, 11:25. We are going to be joined by Aki Collins, and I want to talk to Aki Collins about the draft, the NBA draft. He's obviously a former University of Memphis assistant coach, NBA scout. I want to talk to him about just how this is going to affect the process and how much more difficult it's going to make the process. Was told yesterday by some people that I talked to that there's real doubt, and I think it makes sense. Of course, there's doubt about whether there will be an NBA combine, right? There will be. Usually those are held in May, if I'm not mistaken, or right around then. And, I mean, I just don't see any way where we can get, you know, hundreds of people in the same gym to watch guys work out, not going to happen.
And you can't just put a temperature test on their foreheads and be done with it.
Yeah,
you because, know, if they don't, because again,
scouts have to be, I mean,
you
it's
could be
just,
early on into this thing. I mean, wasn't it just a few days ago that Rudy, it was last week or early this week that Rudy Gobert was talking about the, you know, the sore throat thing, and or not sore throat, but could not taste, could not smell. And, I mean, Rudy's been in this for a minute. Like, you could go a week with this thing and not have symptoms at all, then you got, you know, maybe another 2 weeks to go to get through the symptoms. So it can hang around for a while.
Yep.
Now what it looks like is if once you get through it, the chances of getting it again look pretty slim.
They do.
That's what the science says. That's what Fauci's telling all of us. So that's good. But the process of getting through it ain't easy. And for some of us, obviously, and the older folks, it can, you know, where it can lead. So again, for young folks, that's the message is don't just think you're safe because you're in your 20s or your 30s, because you got to look at it as, what if I had it and what if I'm giving it to? It's going to be, could be rough for me, because again, we've seen 40-year-old deaths, we've seen now in under 18, but think about having it and then being around that older generation. You could really cripple them. You could put them in a bad situation. So we know the guidelines at this point. It's just a matter of are you willing to continue to abide by them? Because everybody's getting antsy. Let's face it, we're all getting cabin fever, right? And we all understand it.
This is from Chris Mannix. All Utah Jazz players and personnel, including Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, have been cleared by the Utah Department of Health. The Department of Health has determined that no Jazz player or staffer poses a risk of infection to others. So these are the little morsels of good news, mm-hmm. right, that I'm going to be passing along as the hero of hope over the next few weeks. And I think this is
White Panther, hero of hope.
Absolutely, but more like the Black Panther.
Don't know why you stole
him. More like the Black Panther of hope. I don't think we need to change anything about that. But these are the things that I think the NBA is looking for, right? Because the NBA is determined to start back up. They don't want to lose everything. They don't want to lose the ticket revenue is gone. I think they've chalked that up. They don't want to lose the television revenue either. I read a piece today from Joe Varden, who works at a publication that I can't name. But all of these organizations, right? Like they're saying the right things now in March. They're saying the right things now.
I know. And saying we're about safety first, but we think we can do it. Show me the plan.
They are going to do whatever they
can
to come back.
Show me the quarantine, because you're going to need it still to keep those. I got to see how it's done. Again, because I know for them, of course, they want to make that dollar. Like, they're telling us all, you need us.
Yes.
We want to be the diversion. But also behind that, they're saying, gosh, dog, we want to recoup as much of this money as possible. And what you can't do is let that feeling that you need to recoup, right, because you're losing a huge, what is it, $1.2 billion or whatever John's been talking about?
Yes.
Losing that, you can't let that outweigh lives.
Billions.
Period. You can't let that outweigh lives and health. You've got to keep it under control.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm looking for that doesn't mean you're I think the
LeBron still wants fans. I mean, still talking about I want to play in front of fans.
LeBron ain't getting that.
We get that, bro.
Yeah, LeBron. Ain't
it's not
that.
Time for that yet. We can't all come back.
But we'll talk to Ike Collins about all of this and more at 11:25. At 12:25, Paul Feinbaum is going to join us. We'll talk to him, just sort of on how he's preparing, and how how Nick Saban can be instrumental sort of in the battle against this. Maybe get into some draft with him as well at 12:25.
What Paul Feinbaum binges on Netflix.
Yes.
Maybe we'll ask.
Ozark season 3 debuted today. Great timing.
It lost me in 2, but a lot of you still with it.
Stop. You cannot possibly be this snooty at this time.
One was good. One season 1 was good. 2 lost me. My wife is still in it, but I bagged out.
House of Cards lost me around season 3.
Yeah.
And I also stopped watching Stranger Things, I'll admit it.
House of Cards with that Spacey thing?
Yeah. Can't watch that anymore. We canceled Kevin Spacey.
If I can't watch The Cosby Show, you certainly ain't watching House of Cards.
Well, anyway, we'll talk to Paul Feinbaum at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Son of Bum. The Son of Bum is going to join us, Wade Phillips.
Really?
Yes, longtime NFL coach. Doesn't have a job right now, which would make only the second year since 1969 that Wade Phillips would not be coaching in the NFL.
Last 3 years at the Rams?
Yes.
Just went to a Super Bowl with him a couple years ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So he's got a book out called
Son of Bum.
I think his son
is still with them.
Could be. We'll talk to Wade Phillips about all of that and more at
a legend right there.
At 1:25. So that is the show today. But it's March 27th, ladies and gentlemen. It is March 27th, and so what that means is that I have put together one of the things that most of you have been looking forward to for many weeks and many months now that the Memphis basketball season is complete. That is right. That is exactly right. You can hear it coming in the distance. The off-season to-do list for Memphis basketball.
Been waiting on this for a while.
This is one of the documents and one of the tests that people have compared it to, and these are not comparisons that I have made. These are comparisons that other people have made, but some have compared it to the basketball version of the Bible. And again, that is not a comparison I made.
You be careful.
That is a comparison
others have
made.
It was a great run. And you want to continue that, John. You don't want to mess up your karma or your flow.
Round ball scripture, if you will. Okay?
It was last year. You were on the money. You were our Moses.
The testament of Patty. Now, this year is weird.
We know.
Do you realize that the Memphis basketball season basically began in a Shelby County courtroom, and it basically ended
because of a global pandemic. It was the weirdest season in history.
Couldn't write a crazier script.
It was the weirdest season in
history. They did it the harder way.
Of Memphis basketball.
Certainly.
And so to wrap it up and to put it all in one box was kind of difficult. I'll be honest with you. Like you forget all the disappointments. You forget all of the turnovers and the rotations. I mean, these are distant memories. These felt like things that happened in 1984. So I was less interested in recapping the season that was, and I was more interested in looking forward.
The future.
And that's exactly what I did. I've tweeted out the link, and I break down most of what was in there. Obviously, we know what lies ahead for Memphis basketball, and we know what the hope is for Memphis basketball. We know what the priorities for Memphis basketball are. The two main ones, they're Jalen Green and Greg Brown, right?
Yes.
They are Jalen Green's top three in the country, dynamic guard, rangy. Some have compared him to Victor Oladipo, you know, combo guard who can pretty much do it all. It's a great comparison. I mean, I think he's maybe a little longer, maybe a little bit rangier, maybe a little bit more dynamic than Vic, but, you know, I don't have a huge problem with it. And then Greg Brown, you know, who is just, again, kind of that dynamic forward, can play a couple different positions, very athletic. Those two guys are who the recruiting class is boiled down to.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, well, they're frustrated. They're like, well, we've been hearing about Jalen Green, we've been hearing about Greg Brown for years, it feels like.
Yeah, you're playing a risky game.
And that's true.
Yeah.
But Memphis could have had multiple commitments from top 100 players right now if they wanted them, right?
Well, that's news.
Now
you got my ear.
They could have had multiple commitments, but they held off, and they have held off. One of those players committed elsewhere, but they have held off because they're so invested in Jalen Green and Greg Brown. And I think it's wise because I think they're in amazing position with one, and I think they're in really good position with the other. I think if Jalen Green said today, and the colors throw me off a little bit. You know, it's green and brown.
You're doing fine.
Yeah. But if Jalen Green committed today, he's not going to. He's going to commit around the 15th. He would commit to the University of Memphis. He would. I mean, that's where he would announce.
Well, just him alone.
Absolutely.
You got a nice class.
I mean,
talking about another lottery pick, and that's two straight years for Memphis, clearly. And I mean, you'd be talking about three lottery picks in the past two seasons.
You claiming James?
You just get. Well, I mean, don't you have to?
You could.
Y'all ain't.
I mean,
is there going to be a deal where, like, Derrick Rose, he'd claim Chicago when he's introduced? Well, he didn't claim U of M, James, we're not going to claim him anymore?
Here's the good news. Nobody's going to be in the green room.
Well, that's
like,
true.
You know, like, we were wondering, like, is Penny going to be in the green room? Like, how's that going to look with James? And nobody's going to be in the green room.
No temp checks in June, for the NBA draft. We're not ready yet for that.
I'm assuming that it's going
to
be virtual.
I would have to assume, too, there's no green room for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't come anything close to that for the NFL draft here, which going on is scheduled. So I suspect we'll still be at that point, too, yes.
And so it boils down to those two. You're right. I mean, you get Jalen Green, and, I mean, you're talking –
you still need bigs, but absolutely.
No doubt.
You're working then. I mean, you have an elite-level talent that you could stack up against anybody in college basketball, that they would be hard-pressed to say we've got somebody better. And, again, you go to battle with that, then usually you're going to come out of it pretty good, especially – should be in the AAC.
Yeah, so I mean, Jalen Green alone. I mean, he's as good a guard as you've had.
Imagine how big you are with him and Quinones out there at the 1-2.
Jalen Green would be the highest ranked guard Memphis has gotten since D Rose. Because he's number three. He's number three in the country. They got James Wiseman, who was number one, but he'd be the highest ranked guard they've gotten since Tyreke Evans in 2009 and Derrick Rose before that.
You could go Boogie. Jalen, you know, lesser three.
Oh, that's
you could
scary.
Go big 1-2 with Jalen at the one and any kind of combination
scary.
Around him.
You're the best. You're the best group in the AAC.
I love the size in the backcourt at that point.
Right.
He's 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long, rangy, athletic.
With a 6'5" Lester in the backcourt, boy, you can be hard to score against.
And then they're upperclassmen too. I mean, I'm thinking ahead of a different kid. But they're a year older.
And you still feel good about Lester and Boogie, right? We're all saying certainly feel better about them being back than we did at the end of the season.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
still in the same place. They're all
on
the same
page.
You
look at the transfer portal right now, and it hasn't stopped. You know,
no, that thing is full.
Yeah.
There ain't a Memphis player in there, is there?
It hasn't slowed down, and there's not a single Memphis player in there.
Wichita State got half its team in there.
As of right now. So I feel really good. If Jalen Green committed today, it would be for the University of Memphis. Greg Brown, we've talked about the hurdles with him. We've talked about what Memphis would have to overcome to land him. I mean, he lives 8 minutes away from the Austin campus. His dad was a really good football player at Texas. His uncle played there and was good at Texas as well. So you just have – it's in his blood, right? The Longhorns are in his blood, and they have a great relationship with Shaka there.
Right.
And the operating sort of theory for most of us in college basketball this year was that Shaka Smart was going to get fired, you know, that he wasn't going well, he wasn't making tournaments, and he wasn't doing anything if he did make the tournament.
And is it that, you know, that gives you the upper hand at
yes.
that point? When it's looking bad for Shaka,
yes.
you figure, oh, man. Absolutely. If Shaka's not there, and Dad said as much.
I mean, he did.
If Shaka's not there, we're not going to be there.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when it was looking bad for Texas, and it certainly was, looking like it could happen this year, and like they would have to pay that $10 million because it just wasn't going the right direction. Now, they finish up 5 out of 6, give folks reason for hope, again, to the point that everything slowed down. Can Shaka, even to John's theory, hey, if you know they're after you, right, if you're on the hot seat, maybe you get out of there. Well, those other jobs haven't opened up either. So it stood pat. He's back in. And if, you know, imagine – a Memphis product, you know, came up here, and his mom and dad both played Keith Lee's kids in that instance. I mean, he married a Memphis athlete.
Yep.
Imagine the uphill
exactly.
battle for that other school that's trying to get that kid that's got Memphis blood all running through his veins. It was already an uphill battle. The thing you had working for you was how shaky ground Shaka was on, but that ground appears to be more stable now.
A little bit more stable, for sure. A little bit more stable. Sounds like he's going to be, but I don't think they're going to pay him $10.5 million to go away, right?
And how are you going
to
do that at this point? I mean, if you had to do that, you'd already have done it.
Memphis is still absolutely relevant in the recruitment. It's Memphis and Texas. They're neck and neck. I mean, that's what that
– amazing they're still in it.
But it's going to be a knockdown, dragout, right? And then there are some other guys. There are some other guys that Memphis is involved with.
Because they're going to need to be.
That I think, you know, if for example, like if Greg Brown ends up staying home and going to Texas, I think you can expect Memphis to get involved with – kid named or get seriously involved, ramp up their involvement with a kid named William Jeffers. He's a 4-star forward from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He just reclassified, 6'7", you know, kind of the same, not the caliber of player obviously that Greg Brown is, but still a talent. I think you could really see them ramp up their efforts there. Alex O'Connell, the kid from Duke, that's serious. That is very serious.
Okay.
And I think he's sit one, play one. He would not likely be able to play next year. But you want to have guys like that in your program, right? Like you want to be able to have that can like you know Isaiah Stokes and things like that. Like you want to have you know that cycle of upperclassmen in your program, and I think there's a real appeal there with Alex O'Connell because he only played 13 minutes a game last year,
mm-hmm.
but he's good enough to play a huge role for a team. He's 6'6". If you take out last year, which is you know frankly it went south. That's why he's transferred. Really good shooter. In limited minutes, his minutes were up and down. He's got a soft touch. He's athletic. He's mm-hmm. big. And I think the sale with him at Memphis is you come to Memphis and you can absolutely dominate the league because we were talking about Boogie and Lester. In a year, you know, after next season when Alex O'Connell would be eligible, it would be him as a senior, juniors Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis in an AAC backcourt. I mean, that would be absolutely impossible to stop. I mean, they would be among the best backcourts in the nation. So I think that is an absolutely huge sell for him at Memphis. And they're also involved, too, with Landers Nolly, the kid from Virginia Tech. But I think if I had to choose
– Everybody's calling him. So.
Yeah, I think if I had to choose who's more likely, I would say Alex O'Connell. I would say definitely him. So that's sort of what the recruiting landscape looks like. And, of course, a lot of this, too, depends on staff stability.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's sort of the thread that holds this thing together. You know, Mike has, as I reported in this story, Mike Miller has been approached like usual. I mean, he had the same situation last year, approached by several different opportunities. That's not any different this year. But I think the preference as of right now is to stay here, is to stay at the University
that's
of Memphis.
The same with Jeff. Just doesn't look like the right job's open.
Yeah. And again, like, you know, Boogie, Lester, you know, these are all guys that he put a lot of time in recruiting that are still here. So, you know, I think the preference is to stay at Memphis, and if that happens, I mean, I really do believe that, you know, so many different things are possible for the University of Memphis in 2020. So I think the outlook, man, to be quite honest with you, as of today, is much better than I would have thought a month ago.
Okay.
Like,
yep.
I a month ago, when all things were equal, you know what I mean? Like, and we didn't have all this stuff coming in from you know, China and everything like that.
Yeah, which has led to the slowdown, let's be real.
I really do believe that's played a factor. But. I really do. It's not the only thing, but.
Could it play a factor, too, in whether or not Musa Cisse reclassifies? I noticed you did not mention him and whether or not he could be part of this.
So that's interesting. So we have said on this show for a month and a half that Musa Cisse is certainly looking into reclassifying. And what it does, what does happen with potential reclassifying is your tests, right? Your tests, which have been pushed back. But listen, I believe if Musa Cisse wants to do it, and I believe he does, he will do it. And I still believe he will be a member of the class 2020, if I had to say today. But there are some logistical wrenches that have been thrown into this because of COVID-19. We don't know when these entrance exams are going to be able to be taken.
Right.
You got to get a qualifying score. What if he does? I mean, these are all things that you have to consider. But listen, the wheels have been in motion for that for months, mm-hmm. as we've talked about.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
And that would solve your problem in the front court, wouldn't it? They were involved with the kid Kevin Marfo, who was the Quinnipiac grad transfer. He led the nation in rebounding. Mm-hmm. He wants to stay closer to home. In New York, Memphis had a chance, but he wanted to stay home in New York, and he announced the top five this morning. Memphis was not on that list, so that was one name as well that I'd been hearing. But he's going to stay closer to home. So, like I said, though, man, a month ago I'd have been like, "Ooh, the trajectory is probably not looking up, right? The trajectory is not great." But I actually think it's pretty good now. I really do. I think Penny and that staff have a lot of a lot of irons in the fire, a lot of good things cooking. And if they come together like I think they might, you know, Memphis is going to be picked to win the AAC. I mean, it's going to be them in Houston again. I wouldn't be surprised like they were co-favorites again.
If you got any backcourt that's got a combination of Jalen Green and Quinones and Boogie, and you know Alex Lomax isn't going anywhere, you certainly hope that Tyler Harris stays the way he can shoot. You got a front court now that even if you lost Greg Brown, which you said might 50-50 now, front court right now that could include Musa Cisse, along with Stokes, along with Dandridge.
Yep, that's a very, very, very good front court.
Uh-huh. Very good.
I mean, the AAC,
you're
kidding
me? I'd imagine you'd be picked to win the AAC again.
Because Musa is going to be for you exactly what James was. I mean, he's gonna be a rim protector. He's going to be a better rim protector than James, quite frankly. He's not as good offensively, not as polished offensively, but you're still going to be able – he's still going to rim run the same way James would. He's still going to be able to finish lobs. You can high point the ball to him. I mean, he's still going to do a lot of the things that you wanted James to do this year.
Almost, though, just as valuable as what Green and what Musa would bring to you from a – I mean, let's face it, from a talent standpoint, though, to me is that run-through that Boogie and Lester will have already had here. That right, because we've saw just having the talent alone, even when it's highly ranked, and I realize Jalen Green, different kind of talent. That's a one and done. But just it alone, Precious Achiuwa, a one and done. You still need that experience. I think
Absolutely.
Penny Hardaway made that clear after the season. That's one of the things he wants to change up.
Yep.
In terms of get more experience in there, and so having Boogie and Lester and Alex too, Tyler too, if they've been, that will help even as much as having those supreme talents in here, those elite level talents.
It's true.
That will be just as valuable. It feels like to me for that team having vets, having guys that have been through it. Now they've already been through it, realized a little bit tougher than maybe they thought it would be. Imagine having that experience mixed with the high level talent. With how well they were coached on defense last year,
mm-hmm.
could be a scary little mix. Really could.
Do you plan on using any of the advice you got from Jennifer Valley today?
I told you I don't listen to sex talk. And once Jeffrey Wright put hot sex talk,
you were out.
Yeah,
it brought back all the feelings.
I heard the beginning about the mentals because she's also John a mental health expert, and much of that was helpful. But when it comes to the sex talk, Smooth don't need to listen to sex talk.
Oh, you are the sex talk.
I mean, listen to
when you walk into a room.
Nah, baby, back in the day. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Why would you play New Edition for sex
talk? I have a feeling that this is kind of the go-to for you, man.
I've got a feeling you got a new affinity for New Edition.
I love this song. I really do enjoy it. Especially
no, I mean,
the hook.
No,
I don't want you to. If you don't want to talk about it, man, I don't want you to talk about it.
If you think we need to bring a sex therapist on, we can discuss it outside. The answer for me is probably going to be no.
I want to bring on,
but helpful.
You know, I want to bring like a sex therapist on, like, you know, who's in the streets though. You know what I mean?
I would ask this: how can you improve the best 4 minutes of your life? How can you improve on that? On perfection.
Good question. We might bring on somebody. Is there a sex therapist like in the mound we can bring on?
Bring on my wife.
Oh, okay. That'd be now. That would now.
And hopefully,
the last time she came on this show, she made fireworks.
She could vouch for me. So that's all I'm looking for.
The last time we brought on Faith, it was when you were telling her to stop taking child support.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Let's get Faith back on. We gotta get Faith back on. All right, when we come back, Aki Khan is going to join us. We will talk to him about the NBA draft and how difficult it might be, you know, to continue to go through this process. We'll get into all that with Aki when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Coach Ryan Sorfield from the Memphis Tigers. Like you, I'm distancing myself and doing my part with the Tigers to help flatten the curve with this coronavirus. Staying in, working at home, and practicing social distancing. As soon as we get word, we'll be back out on the field, training, recruiting, and getting our students back at the University of Memphis. Do your part, Memphis, and thanks for supporting the Tigers. Please find more information online.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
Stop waiting and start off-road living in a Can-Am today. The Spring Fever event is now on at Olive Branch Motorsports. Take on every task, trail, and terrain in a Can-Am off-road vehicle that will easily handle anything that comes your way. And for a limited time, get up to $2,500 off on select 2019 models, making it easier than ever to go out and play. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's been a mild winter, so the bugs are going to be bad. And you know we're here to take care of you and your home. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And we can handle all the termites, ants, mosquitoes, and everything in between. It's going to be bad. You need to be prepared. Don't let the bugs ruin your summer. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and take charge of your home.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Hello. You know my voice, don't you? Well, just this once, let me tell you something without you asking me first. Now you can complete the census online. Just go to 2020census.gov. The census cannot share your response. More importantly, you can help inform how billions in funding will be spent each year on things in your community. Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
When our country is faced with adversity, it's not about taking care of ourselves, but taking care of each other. It's the sum of the small parts that make a big difference. To help you get through this, Chevy is promising to do ours. We're offering Chevy owners OnStar Crisis Assist Services and Wi-Fi data to help keep you connected to the things that matter most. And for those in need of a new vehicle, interest-free APR financing with deferred monthly payments for 120 days on most 2019 models and 2020 Equinox, Silverado 1500, and Trax models for very well-qualified buyers when they finance with GM Financial. You may even have the option to shop online from your dealer and take delivery at home. It's just our way of doing our part. Learn more at ChevyCares.com.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers.
At participating dealers to activate pressure blue OnStar button. Limited time offer. Data provided by AT&T. See OnStar.com for details and limitations. Exclude select base terms. Length of contract limited. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available to lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/20.
I'm Joe Coy, stand-up comedian, and I'm here to toast my mother. Sam Adams is the best beer for this toast. It's grassroots, it's family. What I take from that is the same thing that I got from my mom. Mom, when you came to this country, it was to give the kids an opportunity that you knew that you would never have. Thank you for everything you sacrificed. So this is for you.
I'm so proud of you.
And I love you so much. Oh my God, bottoms up. Slow down, lady.
That's good.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls. Yeah. Six rolls in one. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Six rolls in one.
Now is my time.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Everybody Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show.
Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in sun drop. Stack my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me. Now she won't caress me. She keep trying
to call me. Former University of Memphis assistant coach, NBA scout, joins us every Friday.
He joins us.
Now, Ak, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, so you need to get your people together down there, man. Y'all aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing from what I hear.
Man, it's crazy. Like, I feel a little upset about this whole situation. I've been following the procedures and sitting my behind in the house. Now we got to extend the timeline because everybody else can't follow suit.
Yeah, so are you watching the local news down there in Atlanta and people are just they're just going about their lives as usual?
You know, I watch the local news. I watch national news. I've had to commit myself to not locking in on it 24/7 because you just start getting upset by some of the foolishness you see out there and some of the misinformation you start getting. So, you know, I try to find other things to occupy my time besides sitting there watching the news all day.
You got New York roots, right? And New York's been a hotspot. How are your folks up there? How is New York from what you hear and your people? They all right?
Thankfully, so far, everybody's okay.
Amen.
Praise lost God. A couple guys that I grew up with in the basketball community about 3 days ago. Lee Green and Dave Edwards, they played at Texas A&M in Georgetown, and Lee played at St. John's.
Yeah.
But besides that, you know, it's just, you know, day by day, you know, make sure you touch base with everybody. Make sure they're trying to stay in the house. My mom likes to get out and run. And I'm like, Ma, sit your behind down. So,
how you doing with the kids? Because, man, I'm not even kissing mine in the morning anymore, and the little crumb snatcher. You know, I'm looking at them different every morning. How you doing with it?
You know, I'm trying to remain patient with their teachers. you know, they said we got the virtual learning going on down here, and so they send all the stuff. And I swear they send more stuff to work on. And they actually work on when they're in school.
That's the same thing.
I'm like, wait a minute. You know, they're sitting back. I think they're sitting back laughing, like, yeah, we're going to teach these parents.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, some of us have to work while we're at home. So, you know, it's a process, but, you know, you enjoy the time with the kids and, you know, get them to do things that they normally don't do in school, you know, teach them different things, spend time with them. So it's there's some positives to it.
No doubt. All right, Aki, let's move on to the sports world, because I know you have a unique perspective on this. You know, as an NBA scout and somebody that's worked in the business, I was talking to a buddy last night who knows what's going on in the NBA, and they relayed to me that there is real skepticism, real doubt as to whether the NBA will be able to have a draft combine, a pre-draft combine, as well as not just not have a draft combine, but not be able to bring in these guys for these six-man pre-draft workouts, which, you know, can be so important, you know, for these teams in the evaluation, and important for the players too, right? They can go on these workouts, they can shine. We've seen it time and time and time again.
Or get exposed.
What have you heard on that front? I mean, do you think there's any way that we're going to be able to have any semblance of a normal draft preparation this year?
Well, there be no semblance of a normal draft preparation. That window has expired. I think they're still throwing some ideas around. Obviously, all of this is pure speculation because we don't know how long we're going to all be in the situation that we're in right now with, you know, the social distancing and, you know, trying to flatten out the curve. So I think anything you hear right now, I think a lot of ideas are being thrown around. Nothing has stuck yet because nobody knows for certain what tomorrow holds in terms of how this pandemic is going to play itself out. So right now, I think they're, whether it be college or pros, I think everybody's just kind of throwing out what-if scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And if the timeline meets one of those scenarios, then they'll implement that plan. But I think it's better than just sitting around waiting for it to end and then say, okay, now what do we do? So I think there's a lot of minds going to work and people are really trying to figure it out and being prepared for the situation. Whenever it does subside, we can get back to life as we knew it prior to, you know, this pandemic.
You know, in a normal year, right, I would say Boogie Ellis is going to test the waters. DJ Jeffries, he before this happened, his dad told me that they were planning on testing the waters. Lesch Quiñones is going to test the waters. Anybody who was on the radar at all, Damian Ball, anybody that was on the radar at all for the NBA would test the waters because the system is designed for that. You're supposed to, you know, it's beneficial. It's advantageous for the student athlete to go get the feedback and to, you know, get that pamphlet, see where you stand. But in this particular year, right, where we're not going to be able to do any of that stuff and where your interviews are not even going to be in person, they're going to be on FaceTime, I mean, you probably still do it, right, Aki, but the value just isn't there as much, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, for some of those guys that are on the border, this really threw a monkey wrench in their plans because they don't have the opportunity to showcase their abilities. And if they do, it's going to be condensed. Like, you're not going to be able to go to every team or go to 20 teams. It's just not going to be feasible with the time restraint. So some real-life decisions need to be made. I look at the transfer portal and how high that number has gotten. I always think it's crazy ever since people started, you know, going to the portal. I think this year is absolutely asinine for a kid to jump in the portal without having a destination already in mind and knowing that, hey, I got this school in the bag, so to speak, because you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, for you to give up an opportunity where you're getting your education paid for and just for, because you're not happy with a situation or you think you're better than your current situation, that's a risky proposition. And I think all of this is going to really, really bring some tough decision and some light on what the problems are and how these kids are being advised. And on the kids, it's their thinking as well. So it's not just who's advising them. I think we really got to take a step back and be like, okay, what are we in this for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, everybody wants to play at the next level. Everybody wants to play at the highest level. I got it. Okay, but at the end of the day, for 97% of, you know, men's basketball players, they're not going to play professional basketball. Whether it be, and I mean, that number may be high, maybe low, I don't know what the actual number is, but I'm just using that as an example. Majority of them are going to need to try to get jobs at some point in time, like, you know, work a real job. So, you know, you're giving up, you're averaging 12 points a game at a mid-major, and you think you're a high-major player. Well, it may not pan out for you that way. You may go to a high-major and average 2 points a game. So not an opportunity for you to go overseas and play because you have good stats. Those disappear. I don't think kids are really taking that into consideration, especially in this environment right now.
Is the rule change or the potential, right, the immediate eligibility on the one-time transfers, is that part of the reason there's so many more in there? I've seen some – what's the word on this, Zach? I've seen where they're going to vote on this next month, but it could be immediate, maybe not. I mean, is that why kids are jumping in, because they can go and play somewhere else immediately? Is that why we're seeing more? I realize we're seeing more and more every year, but how's that playing into it? What have you heard on that? Is that immediate?
Well, I think it's playing into the fact that – with none of these, and I'm not going to say now I'm speaking in general, but I'm just saying, I don't think people are really taking into consideration that a lot of times the NCAA puts in legislation and they wait a year.
A year, right. They're saying
it goes into effect.
Uh-huh. See, I wondered if they're jumping in expecting it, because some folks were saying, this is going to come through, it's going to be immediate, but I've heard some backtracking on that lately.
Yeah, of course. Until it's done, it's not done. You know, anything can happen. We're watching it in real time right now with what's going on in our world. You know,
it doesn't sound like you agree with that rule, though. Like, you're old school. Hey, stick it through. It sounds to me like you're the guy that can't stand that rule.
I hate the rule. I hate the rule.
Another way out. Easier way out.
But hold on, Aki. If it was your son, though, you wouldn't want him to have that opportunity if he had committed to a situation that changed.
Or if you could get a Jimmy Butler to transfer in and be immediately eligible. Let's keep it real.
I'm keeping it real.
Okay.
My son is getting recruited to University X and he's a senior, and that coach gets fired or takes another job, yeah, I think he should be released from his NLI.
Absolutely.
If
every time.
He goes and he's a freshman and he's playing there, or not playing, you know, he's on a team, and the coach gets fired. You did not go there strictly for the coach. Now you've gone there for a year. You've developed relationships. Okay, if those relationships aren't what you thought they were going to be, fine. Transfer, sit out a year, because obviously you didn't make the proper decision going into your first year. You know, you based it on a relationship with a coach. College is more than just a relationship with a coach. College is an entire experience. It's a learning experience. It's a social experience. You need to take some time and figure it out why you're transferring and what you're doing. And so, sitting out a year, I'm all for it. Now, if you graduate in 4 and you have another year of eligibility, play it right away. But this free agency, anytime in 4 years, I don't agree with that.
You really think, okay, kids are picking the school over the coach these days? Like, isn't it 9 out of 10? I remember even Billis saying that, you know, it was because of, you know, it's because of the coach that I win. It wasn't, you know, because of Coach K. Is it really? I mean, do you really expect a kid to pick the school in 2020 as thin-skinned as some of these kids are, rather than the coach?
No, but that's the problem, and that's why I don't agree with
it's
the
free
problem, agency. Because they are picking it for the coach. I get it.
Absolutely they are.
But, so you get there, and you don't play 20 minutes a game as a freshman, so now it's the coach's fault? Whoa, that was you that didn't go to practice. It was you that slept in late. It was you that missed curfew. It was you that wasn't taking care of your academics. But all that's the coach's fault? A coach, I don't know which coach it was, and I wish I could have remembered it. It was Dana Ford tweeted this out, and people can go back and look at this. The other day he was talking about people going on, these kids going on spring break. And he said something to the effect of, it's not that easy getting 18 to 23-year-olds to do which one to do and do what's right, isn't it? Because everybody thinks it's so easy. Oh, the coach should have more control. Yeah, but the coach has to deal with the player, and the player's circles tell him one thing. The player has his own ideas. I just think they're setting up a system where the coach, whoever that coach is, literally has no control over the kid unless he's taking a transfer. Unless he's taking a transfer. Now you have control again. Because the first time you try to discipline a kid who's a freshman, you know, he's looking to go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Kid has a great year. Like, the kid kid that's leaving Radford, right? Averaged 20 a game in the Big South.
Yeah, good player.
Played really good player.
Yeah.
He's going to transfer, okay? I know Mike Jones is probably not happy about it right now because – the kid wasn't a high major recruit. He went to Radford because Radford was the best option he had. He excelled in Radford, but now he wants to leave and go someplace else, which is his right. I don't know if he's a grad transfer or not, but if he's not, like, come on, man, why are you leaving? You're having success there. I personally have been to that gym to scout him. So it's not, you're not doing it for exposure. Everybody knows who you are. Okay?
Right.
So now you go wherever you go, and hopefully it works out for him. But if it doesn't, now he's minimized the opportunity for him to go play overseas because his senior year stats, wherever he goes, if they're not comparable to where they were at Radford, say he averages 3 points a game at Cincinnati. Is he attractive to an internet, to a European team?
Not like that. Not like that.
No. That's what these kids aren't understanding. I get it. You want to go play high major if you do good at a low major or mid major because you want to bells and whistles. Well, guess what? The bells and whistles may not be there anymore after this. They're going to be in short supply. Why are you going to a school? You're going because the coach opened your eyes to the university. Now, in Memphis' situation, it's a little different because you get a lot of local kids who just love being a Tiger. But for most places, they don't have that built-in recruiting advantage that Memphis has. So the coach is the gateway to the university. He's going out selling the university and the program to these kids. So, yeah, they're coming there for that guy. But when they get there, he's not going to hold your hand because guess what? He has to do the same thing with the next group. So you have to start developing real-life relationships.
Well, I know Joe was that guy that was going to pick Memphis no matter who the coach was.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are, they're still out there, especially in a place like Memphis. No, I see that. Yep.
I got to ask you, with your connects in the NBA, I mean, do you think we see a completion of the season and what does it look like?
Well, I think the season's going to I think they're going to pick up the season at some point in time, but I don't know when that is. And it's kind of like I just said a little while ago. Nobody kind of knows
right
when all this stuff is going to get back to normalcy. So, I think there's a push to do it because sports is something that unifies the country. It actually unifies the world. I mean, it was a big thing for them not to postpone the Olympics. It was a needed step that they took, but still monumental because everybody knows that's kind of what gets people going again, gets life back to the way we've always known it to be. So I think the NBA is going to try. I think there's an opportunity for the NBA to even adjust their schedule moving forward. I don't think they're locked in to any one maneuver as of yet. I think they're, like everybody else, just kind of playing it by ear. But I think the thought process right now is that at some point in time they're going to resume the season and resume the playoffs and go from there.
All right. What's Aki Collins binging on through all this? You watching anything on television? You been sucked in anything?
I told you, man. I said it. I try not to watch news, and the news is on right now. Like, I can't help it. So I've been trying to lock in and helping my kids with their schoolwork. Then I take an hour or two and do stuff for me, get dinner ready, and start the process all over.
What's dinner? What's dinner for Aki Collins? Some hot dogs?
Man, no, you know what, man?
What you cooking up?
One thing this corona pandemic has done, it's expanded my cooking repertoire.
Yes.
I used to be nice, I cook your dinner, I cook breakfast, everything in between, and it was very limited at what I did. Now I've expanded a little bit, getting creative in the kitchen.
Oh, I knew you were high taste when you were here. Capital Grill got to be top of the line. This is what I eat.
Are your
dinners like that?
Oh, no, I haven't got to that level.
Okay.
I'm a New Yorker, man. We eat out all the time.
Right.
We don't cook. So being quarantined in the house, so to speak, and having to cook, you start reading labels all of a sudden, like, where did this come from? Oh, you find things in the cupboard that you didn't even know you had. So it's been good. It's been fun.
I'm glad you
expanded. Man, stay inside, stay safe, and we'll do it again next week, man.
Thank you, brother.
You got it. Same to you guys.
Yep.
Yes, Aki Collins joins us every single Friday here on the show. We will come back. Bruce Arians had some interesting things to say about Antonio Brown and whether or not he will be on the roster with the Buccaneers, assuming we play a season, of course. We'll get into all of that and more in just a bit. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Your home is your comfort zone, and you take great pride in the tiny details that make it home. The same attention should be given to your home comfort system. Whether it's a simple tune-up to keep your system in top operating condition, or it's time to consider replacement, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company you can trust. Family-owned and operated since 1970, we offer fast, friendly, professional service guaranteed. For all your home comfort system needs, call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got 2 locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Y'all want this party started right, this lunch party, why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah, or those of you down in South Haven, Mississippi, 7090 Malco Road. It's where you're going to get the best wings in town, the best wings in this country, in this great country of ours. And they're brought to you by Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player who's now the best when it comes to chicken house entrepreneurs. He's the guy that's blowing up. He's in grocery stores now. He's everywhere. And again, you can go get them right now. They're still serving. Have it delivered through DoorDash. Do it any way you want. You're going to do it with the best premium flavors.
Indeed. Those premium flavors, that's what separates the Wing Guru from everybody else. The Triple J, the 901, the Spicy Taco, Garlic Sriracha. The list goes on and on at the Wing Guru. You can get it on DoorDash. You can get it on Uber Eats. And you should. You should absolutely take advantage of that this weekend. Support local and support Billy Richmond and the Wing Guru.
When you come by, try some of those new chicken cracklings. You try those? Crispy fried chicken skins with that Wing Guru flavor. They fill you up for a whole lunch. When you see Billy Richmond, please tell him that Jason and John sent you. Appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, got an update for you on Antonio Brown and the Buccaneers. Also, a headliner at WrestleMania has pulled out of concerns for the COVID-19 outbreak. We'll get into all that and more in the rundown. That's up next. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and I don't know about you guys, but many of us are pulling double duty these days, playing teacher and parent in these unprecedented times. It can get tiring. 5-hour energy helps you get through the day and all of that double duty. And now it comes in two great extra strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. Try them both and avoid hitting that 2:30 p.m. middle of the afternoon wall. Zero sugar, 4 calories, a shot of 5-hour energy is the perfect pick-me-up for busy, double-duty working folks like you. That's 5-hour energy.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
It's your boy Fat Joe here, world famous rapper and world famous direct auto insurance spokesman. Listen, I know what it's like to have money issues, but that didn't matter to Direct Auto. They'll work with.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.